The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, I'm Kendra Winchester, here with Autumn Privet, and this is Reading Women, a podcast where we're reclaiming half the bookshelf by discussing books written by or about women. And you know what, Autumn? Today's our birthday.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, we could eat all of the cake and ice cream we want. The calories don't count.
Nope, not at all.
None. So, I love birthday cake and ice cream, by the way. So, I will die a happy person today.
I know. I can't believe it's already been a year, though, since we had our last birthday. It's crazy.
Yeah, time flies, I suppose.
We've done so much this year. It's insane.
It is true. And I feel like we always live like a month ahead because we're always like reading.
That is so true.
So this year, we wanted to continue the tradition of hashtag Reading Women Month, which is our month-long birthday celebration where we're celebrating our birthday month and encouraging people to read more books by or about women.
And we have a lot of fun stuff planned for this month. Just before we get too much into it, don't feel like you have to like try to write down everything we're talking about because we have a special page set up on our website, which we will also have linked in our show notes, and it'll be in the banner bar on our website, so you can easily find everything that we're talking about. So one of the things that we're doing is last year we did a photo a day challenge, and we're going to be doing that again. We'll either be posting about it today when this episode comes out, or shortly thereafter, or maybe even before this comes out. We'll see. So we're a casual operation here. So we will be having prompts for each day, and you can post a photo that fits with that theme. And you can do it on Twitter or on Instagram or on Facebook. And it's just a great way to show your favorite books by or about women to your friends and other people who may be following you. And we had a lot of fun last year. Great participation. Some really creative posts. And we had a blast.
Yes. So we're also, like last year, having some giveaways. But instead of pulling from our Reading Women Month post for our Photo a Day Challenge, because we're doing a little few things extra, we'll get to that in a second, we have created a sign-up sheet for you to enter for a giveaways. So think of this like throwing your name in the hat to be randomly pulled out for a prize. We've done this a lot at baby showers and wedding showers and just basically all kinds of fun things. So I'm pretty sure people are familiar with this. But this is... this isn't going on a mailing list or anything. This is just for us to email you if you win a prize. So you'll sign up and you'll tell us whether or not you're international or not, so we know what giveaways you're entering in different things. And that way it's also balanced across platforms. So no matter where, what platform you prefer to use, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, BookTube, you will be entered to win a prize.
And I think this is going to be great because now we can better distribute across all platforms. We can also include our wonderful international listeners a little bit better as well.
And we know some of you are just podcast listeners. So if you would like to just sign up and be part of this just as a podcast listener, that is amazing as well. So we're really looking forward to it. And we have some pretty cool arcs we're giving away, some bookish prize packs and different things. And so we're really excited to send those out.
We are also going to be doing some discounts in the Reading Women store. If you're not familiar, we have a store on Etsy where we sell bookmarks, Reading Women tote bags. We have Reading Women award prize packs and these really awesome Reading Women stickers that I have on all my water bottles. And I've seen some posts on Instagram as well with our Reading Women stickers, and it always makes me really happy. But we are doing a discount on all of our book dates for the month of June, and we will be announcing, or we will have a link to the promo code in the show notes for this episode, but all book dates, including the hardbacks, will be 30% off for the month of June. So if you've been on the fence about whether or not you want one, now would be a great time to do it. And I recently restocked our stash, so we have some great books to send out.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about the stash that you found. So we've done similar things like that to last year, but this year we wanted to expand the celebration to BookTube. Now, I have a BookTube channel, and it's one of the fun things that I do that's just, like, I consider it like my BookTube reading diary, and I just, like, chronicle what I'm doing and different things. But a friend on BookTube, Doris over at Aldi Books, she came to us and was like, hey, I love your reading room challenge. You should do a readathon. I was like, hey, we have a birthday. This is perfect. So we're doing the Reading Women Challenge Readathon. Many of you already know that we have a year-long reading challenge where you can knock off different prompts, and it encourages you to read more books by or about women from all walks of life. And so the idea behind this readathon is for you to kind of catch up and hit the halfway point, or give a jump start to your challenge. Or if you just want to do the readathon itself, you can just pick whatever prompts you want and then go for it. I will have the announcement video for this over on BookTube. You can participate no matter what platform you're on, but it will be hosted primarily on BookTube. So you'll want to go check those out. The video is over there. There's also a Mrs. Dalloway read-along.
Ooh.
Yes. So we'll be reading 50 pages a week. And starting on the 10th of June, I'll be posting a video every Sunday discussing those 50 pages. And I'm pulling out my Francine Prose Mrs. Dalloway reader.
There you go.
For its maiden voyage into the world. So I'm pretty excited about that. It includes some critical essays as well as some contemporary essays that were written at the time Mrs. Dalloway came out, which is cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm so happy to share Mrs. Dalloway with everyone. It is my favorite Virginia Woolf novel. It's not her best novel per se, but I definitely have the most love for this one for various reasons, which you'll learn on the read-along. And more details about that readathon are, again, listed on our Reading Women Month page.
And, of course, we didn't want to leave out our Patreon patrons of this podcast. So we will be hosting a special birthday party-themed book club where we will be discussing The Essex Serpent by Sarah Perry. And this is a quarterly book club that we have exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So you definitely want to check that out. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to suggest that people bring their own cake and or ice cream to this party. So if you want to learn more about our Patreon page, we will have details linked on our website. And there are several different levels. So even if you just support the podcast for $1 a month, you can be a part of this book club. So be sure to check that out as well.
You know, Autumn, I just bought Dylan some ice cream so he could also celebrate. It's doggy ice cream.
Hey, you know, everyone needs to have some. I accidentally bought extra ice cream last week. Don't know how that happened.
Accidentally.
And one last detail, we will also be inaugurating this month a monthly Instagram live Q&A. Details to follow once we check our calendars, but we will be answering your questions live. We probably will also have you can submit questions beforehand if you want to, and it's just a way for you to get to see the faces behind the microphones and learn more about what we're doing and what we're reading, and maybe we'll even throw out some book recommendations.
Of course. I don't think I can breathe without giving people book recommendations.
This is a true story.
So I think that's it for our bookish celebrations. Keep an eye on that page and on our social media for more announcements and more details about dates and different things. If you have any questions, you can shoot us an email at hello@readingwomenpodcast.com or just send us a message on your social media platform of choice.
So we're looking forward to kicking off this birthday celebration with you all on Friday, so be sure to stay tuned, and we will talk to you all soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.